Thumbboy Speaks, episode 145. These tablet prices are insane. I was looking at the price of Android tablets lately, and oh my god, they've gotten so cheap. I mean, when I bought Kindle Fire, the first gen Kindle Fire when it came out, more than a year ago, it was, that was the first sort of Android tablet that hit the below $200 price point. Now there's, Google's Nexus 7 was considered an excellent tablet for $199. Now there's all kinds of entrants in that price point. In fact, the Barnes & Noble Nook HD is now $149. And I think it's a special for Mother's Day or something. But, I mean, and it doesn't look like that bad of a piece of hardware. I mean, the only thing I wish it had were a camera. But when you start looking at the cost of Android tablets versus PCs or versus even, I guess, Microsoft's going to make a lower-end Windows 8 tablet using Windows RT because, that's really taken the, the world by storm. And, I mean, I think I've seen, like, one or two in the flesh. And only at my local technology association, and so that was and I haven't seen them out in the real world. I've seen iPads, I've seen various Android tablets, but the Windows RT, I have not seen very many of those. And when you get the hardware, and the hardware's pretty decent for $200, I mean, I can't even build a PC that cheap anymore. And that gets rid of a lot of issues that I have with, managing the devices or whatever. I mean, re-imaging Windows is a pain in the butt, and not to mention paying for, copies of Windows and stuff. I mean, there's... And just maintaining them. Of course, I guess, Android tablets have their own problems with that kind of stuff. And, maybe you get the low-end, iPad mini for $329 or something, just for the sake, peace of mind of not being hacked. But, I mean, the reality is these tablets are getting, they're exactly as powerful, although the computers I'm putting together, the tablets are probably better in terms of hardware specs. But really, for what the kids do and for what I do, other than like producing this podcast occasionally, I can even do that on these devices too. I mean, I use my iPhone and iPad to record these and put them up. But the reality is these devices are getting they're getting so cheap, and they're capable enough for what most people need to do. So why are we buying PCs? There's other capabilities in PCs, and they're never going to ever go away entirely. But I'm wondering at what point, the stuff just becomes disposable. In fact, it's pretty disposable. I remember I bought my first computer back in the mid-90s, and it was a serious investment. I think, I remember writing the check for the computer. It was, at least $1,500, and that was a low-end computer at the time, I think, too. Now, now you can get them for a couple hundred, $200-$300. The tablets are, of course, I think I can say they're cheaper. So, I don't know. I mean, how long does a traditional PC have before it just it's becomes a very specialized tool that only certain people use, rather than these tablets, whether they be Android or iOS or whatever, that do most of what people need with a computer, and have less to none of the hassles of a traditional computer. I mean, when do PCs completely go away? I don't know. But I got to tell you, at these price points, it's getting pretty darn close.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Phoneboy Speaks. You can find all of the past episodes, all of the ways to subscribe to the podcast, and all of the ways to contact me on the web at phoneboyspeaks.phoneboy.com.